Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah 41. And I want to begin reading tonight. Just read a few verses and begin at verse 21. Amen. Isaiah 41 in verse 21. The Bible says, produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons, saith the King of Jacob. Let them bring them forth and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things what they be, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare us forth things for to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that ye are God, little g gods. Yea, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and hold it together. Behold, ye are nothing, and your work is not. An abomination is he that chooseth you. Amen. You pray for us tonight. After last night, praise God, we had us a time. If some of you left early, praise God, you missed it. Amen. Them youngins got in there and got to singing, boy, we got to praising God. And we sung a little bit and preached a little bit and praised God a little bit. And my throat's about gone today, but I appreciate God and what He does. Amen. I want to preach tonight for just a little while, if God will be our help. On this thought, God knows. Amen. God, there's not nothing that God don't know. Amen. He knows our past. He knows the present in which we live. Amen. And He knows the future. God knows. Amen. God knows. He asked him here. He said, just to declare your cause. Amen. He said, you know about everything that's going on, and you've got an idea in your mind what needs to happen. He said, just go ahead and declare it. Amen. He said, you got an idea of direction you want to go. You got direction, an idea of what you want to be. He said, just declare it. He said, just go ahead and state it. Amen. He said, just throw it out there and said, let's just look at it and examine it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I like your way. I know God's got a sense of humor. Amen. God has a sense of humor. Praise the Lord. Because he tells them here, he said, you just go ahead and state your cause. Put it out there. He said, where we can all look at it and see what it looks like. Amen. And he says, produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons, saith the King of Jacob. Amen. He said, just put it out there so we'll give it a once over. He said, let them bring them forth and show us what shall happen. Amen. So he's talking about what's going to happen. He said, let them show forth former things, what's already happened. Amen. And he says, and now this way he says, what they be, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare us things to come. He said, if you're really God's and you really know what's going on, he said, let's just look at it, just plead the cause, tell us what's happened, what's going to happen, and amen, or what's happening and what's going to happen. He said, if we're really God's, they can do that. That's just like a prophet. He said, you know, if you claim to be a prophet, then you go ahead and tell us what's going to happen. And he said, we'll look at it, and praise God, down the road, if it don't happen, we're going to ban you as a false prophet. Amen. We'll just mark you off the list and tell everybody, so you know what? Don't pay no attention to them. Amen. God knows. Amen. He said, let them bring forth and show us what shall happen. Let us show the former things that they may be, that they may consider them no latter end, or declare us things to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that ye are God's. Amen. He said, you know, people are looking back all the time now, and they take and say, well, we've seen when Hitler come on the scene, and we know everything, and you go back so far in the book, and praise God, you can say, well, number this and number that, and they said, the predicted, here was Hitler. Amen? But I won't say, praise God, there's no man knows but God. God knows the past, He knows the present, and the future, and He declares it, praise God. He said, these other little gods can't. But our God can. Amen. Ain't you glad that tonight? And our God knows the past. He knows where we're at. And for most of us, praise God, He's erased that from His mind. Cast in sin, forgetfulness, and never remembers it anymore. Amen. Not that He can't remember, but that He chooses not to remember our old filthy life, the way we used to live. Amen. He, praise God, He saves us, He cleans us up, casts all that behind us. Now this old flesh and the devil may bring it up, but God never will. Amen. He forgive you of your sins according to the Scriptures. Amen. He said, behold, ye are nothing. He's talking these old false gods. He said, he tells him, he said, let me see you do good. He said, hey, just let me see, even see you do evil. He said, you ain't doing, he said, you can't do nothing. Amen. 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 He said, you're false gods. He said, false gods can do nothing. He said, they're no help to nobody. Amen. God knows what they are today. People may run after them, praise God, but I want to tell you, they're nothing. Amen. Amen. He said, behold, they are nothing, and your work is not of naught, an abomination. He has chosen you. Amen. He said, what's he saying? He said, God knows what's going on. And he said, we need to make some wise choices. Amen. Because God does know the past. He knows the present and the future. And I will show you this for just a minute. I'll just give you a few verses of scripture here in Isaiah that you can look at that'll help your heart. Just to realize when somebody looks you between the beaks and bills and said, you know, I don't know how we going to know what's going on. And you just look at them and say, you know what? God knows. How do we know what's going to happen? Who knows? God knows. Amen. God knows and declares all. Look over in Isaiah chapter 42. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. The Bible teaches us here that God knows all things. And He declares new things. Isaiah 42, verse 8, He said, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Now listen to what He says in verse 9. He said, behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Amen. 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 Praise God. That's God. That's the real God tonight. That's the God, praise God, that knows the thoughts, intents, the heart, praise God. He knows the direction that we need to go. He knows the direction we want to go, praise God. And He knows how to help us along. Amen. Amen. He guides us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake and gives us the help that we need. Amen. He knows the past. Amen. He said, behold, the former things are come to pass. He said, what I predicted, praise God, has happened. Amen. There's nothing that God's predicted that hasn't been fulfilled. Amen. This is the only book, praise God. You can go through books of philosophy. You can go through books of science. You can go through mathematic books. And they ain't none of them, praise God, that'll be fulfilled like your Bible has been fulfilled. There's nothing that fits man. There's nothing that fits this world like the Word of God. Amen. Why? Because God knows. Amen. We're serving a great and a mighty God tonight, praise God. There's nothing that He don't know. Amen. He knows the past. He knows everything that's happened in our life. Everything. There's nothing hidden to God. He knows everything that me and you have done in our whole entire life. Amen. We may hide it from the world. Amen. But you don't hide it from God. He knows. Amen. But yet He chooses to forgive us when we ask Him. That's the God we're serving. That's the God. Amen. He knows our past. Knows where we've been. Knows how dirty and rotten and no account we were. But yet He chooses in His great magnificence and His tender mercy, praise God, and His magnificent grace to forgive us. As we're wicked, Jesse. He knows where we've been. But He forgives us anyway. Amen. Amen. So that's a God that knows about our past. Look at Isaiah chapter 45. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 20. The Bible says, assemble yourselves and come draw near, that you are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image. And pray unto a God, now listen to this, that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient times? That's a question. He said, who said this is going to happen? Who said that this was going to take place? Who said you was going to go into captivity and be set free? Who said that? Not the God, the little G gods of this world. He said, but good God, Jehovah, amen, said He claimed it. He proclaimed it. He said, who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. He said, God knows, praise God. And he said, he knows that when we seek his help, praise God, in this present day that we live, God will deliver us. Amen. He still delivered old sinners out of captivity. Amen. I want to say, praise God, there's a whole lot of this world we live in ain't a bit different than the bondage of Egypt, praise God, when the taskmaster was driving them with the whip and under the lash of the taskmaster is what we're at today in the world we live in. Why men are being driven, praise God, like a bunch of slaves, but slaves of sin. Amen. He said, who can deliver you from the bondage of sin? Who can deliver you? Who spoke it? Who's the great God that delivers? Amen. He said, it's the good God of glory. He said, he's the only true God tonight. Amen. He said, he's that God of the present. Amen. He said, that one that brought you out, that one that's with you, amen, didn't leave you over there in bondage, amen, in Egypt. Didn't leave you under the taskmaster. I don't know. There's a lot of people say, well, preacher, you know, I got saved a long time ago, but, you know, I still struggle with adultery. I still struggle with fornication. I still struggle with the bottle. I still struggle with the drugs and alcoholism. I want to say, praise God, he's a good God that brought you, praise God, to bring you out of Egypt, out of bondage, praise God. Put your feet upon a solid foundation and shall not be moved, praise God, and you can be deliver. Amen. Amen. If we want it tonight, praise God, we can be set free. How do you know, preacher? You just don't know what I'm going through. I may not know, but I say praise God tonight. God knows. Amen. Amen. God knows exactly where we're at tonight. He knows exactly what we need, praise God, and he knows exactly how to meet that need. I say if you're a child of God tonight and you've been born again, God won't leave you in your sin. Amen. He'll take you out. Amen. If you don't want to get out, you won't get out. He'll take you out. Amen. He'll deliver you one way or another. He'll pluck you up. Amen. How do you know? Because he said he's God. There is no God else besides me, a just God and a Savior, praise God. There is none beside me. Amen. So we see there's a God who declares new things. The past. And a God that declares the present, amen. If we just seek him with our heart, acknowledge him in our minds, praise God, that he is God. And there is none besides him, amen. He's God that knows tonight exactly what we need. So he's a God that knows the past. He's a God that knows the present. But he's also a God that knows the future. Isaiah chapter 46 in verse 9. The Bible says this. He said, remember the former things of old. That's the past. For I am God and there's none else. I am God and there's none like me. Declare the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done. Amen. So not only is he the God of the past, he knows the past, he knows the present. Glory be to God. I want to say tonight, we're serving a holy God that knows the future. Amen. Amen. He knows our future tonight. He knows where we're at now. And he knows where we'll be, praise God, tomorrow. Amen, Brother Andrew. It don't get much better now. We're serving that God tonight. A risen Savior, praise God, and sitting at the right hand of the Father on high. Praise his holy name. Bless his name. Amen. Declaring the end from beginning and from ancient times of things that are not yet done. Saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Amen. God says, you know what? He said, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to do that bring praise and honor and glory to my name. Amen. You know, he said he's going to do his will. That's the will of God. To bring glory and honor and praise to his name. That he can be lifted up in the past, in the present, and in the future. Amen. God knows what we need. He knew what we needed back then. Amen. He knew what my granddaddy needed. Amen. Brother James, when he was preaching over in the old Oak Grove church, praise God, and trying to help you and guide you along the way, praise God. He knew God. Hey, praise God. He knew what God wanted. God knew what he needed. Amen. Helped him through a third grade education. Amen. Third grade education. My grandpa, Master, at third grade education. Just barely could read and write. Amen. But grandma would read his Bible to him. And praise God, he'd get up there and he'd open it up and he'd turn to the chapter and verse and he'd read it, praise God, just as good as anybody I knew. Why? Because God Almighty was all over. God knew what he needed. Amen. You hear it all over these hills, praise God. A man of old, a man of renown, praise God, had get up behind that sacred desk. Couldn't read a lick, praise God. But they'd get up there and they'd quote the Bible word for word. And they'd praise, thus says the Word of God. Amen. Now, if there's ever been a time that, Brother Jeff, when it would have been just and all right to paraphrase and use God's Word like that, it's back in those days when they didn't know, they couldn't read. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, them old man of God, they quoted the Bible word for word. Why? Because it was important. Amen. They weren't preaching what they knew. They would preach what? Thus says the Word of God. Amen. Amen. How did they do it? Praise God. Because God knew what they needed. Amen. Amen. And I want to say, praise God, past, present, and future, God knows even tonight what we stand in need of. Amen. Past, present, and future. That's the God we're serving tonight. Amen. Can I just give you just a few examples of this? Amen. How God knows. He knows ahead of time. Amen. Pins it down in the volume of book, it's written how God knowed ahead of time. In Isaiah chapter 46, God made a prediction in verse 11. He says, calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. He's predicting that there's a king that's going to rise up, King Cyrus by name. And he said, I'm going to rise up a king from a heathen, from a Gentile nation, and I'm going to bring him in. Praise God, I'm going to use him, glory to God, for my glory. Amen. I'm going to use this man from a heathen nation. Amen. To demonstrate that God Almighty knows what's needed. Amen. I'm just going to reach out, pray. Hey, you know, you think you know. You got the word, praise God. You've seen what God can do. But he said, I'm going to reach over here to somebody that has no idea. And I'm going to get a hold of them. And I'm going to bring them out, praise God. And I'm going to use them for my glory. Amen. And for your benefit. How about that? Amen. That's what God can do. Bless his holy name. He said, I'm going to reach out and get them. I'm going to bring them. Amen. Look at Isaiah. He made that prediction over in Isaiah chapter 44. Isaiah chapter 44. Who was he talking about? I always said King Cyrus. Isaiah chapter 44, he calls him by name. He said that saith of Cyrus. Now listen to this. This heathen king, he said, he is my shepherd and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem. Now listen to this. Thou shalt be built, and to the temple thy foundation shall be laid. Chapter 45, verse 1. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus. Amen. Took his old Gentile king, praise God, knew, praise God, ahead of time. Took his old Gentile king, brought him out. He said, you know what, Israel? Praise God, I'm going to set him up there, and he's going to do just exactly what you needed. Why? Because God knew what they needed. Amen. We get in circumstances, we get being bum-fuzzled. We say, you know, we can't figure the way out. Praise God, God knows the way out. Amen. Amen. He knows what we need. Past, present, and future. Amen. Amen. So he says, whose right hand I have holden, amen, to subdue nations before him. And I will loosen the loins of kings to open before him the two lever gates. And the gates shall not be shut. Amen. God said, I'm going to take his king. I'm going to get him by his strong arm, praise God. And I'm going to use him like a weapon. And I'm going to use him and his name is Cyrus. And I'm going to set him up, praise God. And I'm going to use him for the glory of God. Amen. 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 Why? Because God knew what they needed. Amen. God done this. And 100 years later, we get a hold of it. Amen. 100 years before Cyrus came on the scene, God mentions, God says, I'm going to do this. 100 years before it ever happened, God predicted it. He said, I know what you're going to need 100 years from now. See, it's easy to believe, well, God knows right now. But it's hard to believe it. God knows 100 years from now. Well, I wonder, America's been in existence for just a little over 200 years. I wonder what it's going to be like when we've been in existence, pray, amen, another 100 years. Amen. I wonder what the nation of the United States of America, Brother Chris, is going to be like in another 100 years. I mean, the last 40 years, last 10 years, man, we've went, phew. Amen. But guess what? God knows. God knows just exactly where we're at right now. He knows just exactly where America is. Amen. And He ain't forgot about us. He's still there. He still knows. Bless His holy name. But God made a prediction through the man of God. Look over at 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 13 and verse 2. He used this king to make his prediction. And he said that not only was Cyrus going to rise up and God was going to use him in a mighty way, but he also rose up some others, praise God, that God would use. And he predicted it ahead of time. In 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 1, God makes a prediction here that was going to take place 300 years down the road. Amen? He said, and behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel. Now what happened? What happened right there? God said he was a man of God. And God spoke to his heart, and he went down to Bethel. Amen? And he began to preach to God. He began to tell him what's taking place. And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And said, he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord. And said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord. Behold, a child shall be born in the house of David, Josiah by name. And upon thee shall he offer the priest of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord hath spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. Amen. God knows what's needed, praise God. And he predicts this is going to take place. He tells Jeroboam, he said, this is going to happen. Amen. The man of God told him it was going to come to pass. Did it happen? Look over to 2 Kings chapter 23. 2 Kings chapter 23. Verse 15. Well, let's go back. Let's just go back to verse 13. It's too good to skip all of it. 2 Kings chapter 23 and verse 13. He said, in the high places that were before Jerusalem, which were on the right hand of the Mount of Corruption, which Solomon, the king of Israel, hath builded for Ashtaroth, the abomination of Zidians, and for Chesmosh, the abomination of the Moabites, and for the Milcom, the abomination of of Ammon, did the king defile. And he brake in pieces the images, and cut down the groves, and filled their places with the bones of men. Moreover, the altar that was at Bethel, and the high place which Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, had made, both that altar and the high place he broke down and burned the place and stamped it small to powder and burned the grove. And as Josiah turned himself, he spied the scepters that were there in the mound and sent and took the bones out of the scepters and poured them upon the altar and polluted it according to the word of the Lord which the man of God proclaimed, who proclaimed these words. Amen. 300 years before this took place, God predicted it, and it was fulfilled, praise God, down to the letter. What are you saying, praise God? I'm saying tonight, God knows what's going to happen in America. Amen. The land of the free and the home of the brave. God knows exactly what's going to happen. He knew then, and He knows now. He made a prediction. Amen. Back over in Isaiah, He also made another prediction. I like this one. It's kind of dear to my heart. Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. Bible says that there was a prediction made. And Bible says, Isaiah 7:14 said, therefore the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call His name Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. Isaiah predicted it. Amen. God knew what was going. God knows what's taking place. Isaiah predicted that they would be a son. Amen. Behold, a virgin would conceive and bear a son, and they would call His name God with us. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ manifest in the flesh. Praise God. Amen. He come on the scene. That was fulfilled. Praise God. God knew exactly what was taking place. Was it 200 years? Was it 300 years? Was it 400 years? It's 400 years a quiet time. There was no prophecy in the land. Amen. Until one John the Baptist came hurling a message. He said, prepare, make the way straight for the coming King. Amen. The Bible tells us over in Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. He said, but while he thought, talking about Joseph, said he was minded to put her away, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring, here it is, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now listen to verse 22. Well, did God know what he's talking about? Verse 22 said, all this was done that might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, O Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, 700 years before it happened. Amen. 700 years before it happened. Amen. Praise the Lord. 700 years, that baby gets me sidetracked every time. Her little eyes, bless her heart. 700 years before it happened, he said, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Being interpreted is God with us. Amen. Amen. 700 years. You say, does God know? I won't say God knows. He knows exactly where we're at, knows exactly what we need, and knows exactly when we need it. Amen. Because God knows. There's nothing, amen, that God don't know about tonight. There's nothing in our lives. There's nothing in our families. There's nothing in this country that God don't know about. Sometimes I think we get caught up in it. We think, well, oh goodness, Lord, don't you know what's happening? Didn't you see them raise a rainbow flag in Asheville the other week? Yeah, God's seen that. Amen. He's already looked ahead. Jesus said, They said, when's it going to take place? When are you coming to get us out of this mess? He said, as the days of Noah, when they're eating and drinking and married and giving in marriage. He said, they're just going along, just not mindful of anything but themselves, with their mind away from God. And he said, and then when it is as the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, when they lust after one another with the flesh. He said, when you see those signs come to pass, he said, it'll be time. He said, then we begin to look up, lift up our heads, because our Redeemer, He knows tonight. And He knows exactly where we're at. He knows exactly what we need, amen, and He's there to meet that need. Bless His holy name, amen. He knows the Bible is being fulfilled because, and you know what? We can be ready tonight because we know. Because we know. Back over in Isaiah chapter 46, and I'm done. Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 12. He said he's going to call a ravished bird from the east, a man that executed my counsel from the far country. Verse 11. Yeah, I've spoken. He's talking about Cyrus. He's going to come. He's going to set this thing and begin to establish it back. But listen to what he says. And he's speaking to Israel, but he's also speaking to me and you in verse 12 tonight. Isaiah 46 verse 12. He said, hearken unto me. He said, pay attention. He said, you stout-hearted. Amen. Those of us that's stubborn, those of us that's kind of thick between the ears, God says, will you listen to me? I'm trying to talk to you. I'm trying to encourage you. I'm trying to point you in the right direction. He said, will you listen? Will you listen? Now listen to where he goes on saying. He said, that are far from righteousness, far from that that's right. Amen. But he said, listen, he said, I bring near my righteousness. He said, I bring my righteousness to you. How did he do that? In the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he knows what we need. Amen. He said, I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off. It's right there. I want to say tonight, it's right here. Amen. All we have to do is come with a humble heart, bow at an old-fashioned altar, and say, Lord, forgive me. Come into my heart. And let him become our Lord and Savior. Begin to follow Christ in the free pardon of sin. And my salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. But I want to say tonight, God knows what we need, and he's placed it there for us too. Amen. Amen. He said he brought it. God knows what we need. And he said we can get in and be partaking in because we know what he has for us. Amen. Because we know God. And because we know that he knows, and we know that he knows us, amen, he knows what we need tonight. He knows what you need. And he says, if you'll come to me, all you're weary and heavy laden, amen, with this old cares of this world, and he said, I'll give you rest. Amen. He said, take my yoke upon you. It's light. And he said, I'll swap with you. I'll take that old heavy yoke you're carrying, and I'll give you a light yoke. Amen. 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 You won't have to carry so much. He said, you let me take the load. Let me carry. Why? Because he knows tonight. He knows what we need. And he knows where we're at. Bless his holy name. Why? Because God knows. Past, present, and our future. I don't worry about the future. Amen. I don't worry about what it holds. Praise God. I believe we just ought to stay close to God as we can and keep marching on for the glory of God. Amen. Just keep marching for Jesus. Amen. Why? Because God knows what we need. And if we trust Him, praise God, He'll deliver us safe and sound over on the other side.